Microbiologist and immunologist Suzanne Munares was fired from her position as head of the CDC after just 29 days on the job. Now she's firing back, warning that the U.S. is headed backwards on vaccine policy. She testified at a hearing of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, where she said she was fired for standing up for science. She took aim at Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
He directed me to commit in advance to approving every ACIP recommendation, regardless of the scientific evidence. He also directed me to dismiss career officials responsible for vaccine policy without cause. He said if I was unwilling to do both, I should resign. I responded that I could not pre-approve recommendations without reviewing the evidence, and I had no basis to fire scientific experts. He told me he had already spoken with the White House several times about having me removed.
Her firing by the White House led to a wave of protest resignations at the CDC, as well as outrage from some lawmakers. And not just Democrats. Republican Bill Cassidy of Louisiana is chair of the Health Committee. He praised President Donald Trump's health policies, but he's also concerned about the firing.
The Senate confirms her. The secretary said in her swearing in that she has, quote, unimpeachable scientific credentials. And the president called her an incredible mother and dedicated public servant. Like, what happened? Did we fail? Was there something we should have done differently?
Other Republicans were less sympathetic towards Munares. Oklahoma Republican Mark Wayne Mullen said she misrepresented her last meeting with Secretary Kennedy, and he claimed he had an audio recording to prove it. But it turned out there was no such recording. Munares was the first CDC head to be confirmed by the Senate, but Democrats had opposed her nomination. Now, Democrats are questioning her firing. So, too, is Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont.
How did Dr. Munares go from being a public health expert with unimpeachable scientific credentials, who had the full confidence of Secretary Kennedy, into being a liar and untrustworthy in less than a month? That is quite a transformation. Well, I think the answer is fairly obvious. Dr. Munares was fired because she refused to act as a rubber stamp to implement Secretary Kennedy's dangerous agenda to substantially limit the use of safe and effective vaccines that would endanger the lives of the American people and people throughout the world.
During the course of the three-hour hearing, Munares warned that the country's public health system is headed to a dangerous place under Secretary Kennedy, and she warned that infectious diseases like polio could be poised to make a devastating comeback if the health secretary and his team continue their public campaign against routine shots. Republican Cassidy seemed to agree.
If doctors do not have clear guidance or have a reason to distrust what's coming out of the CDC, they cannot make informed decisions to protect their patients. Children, and I would say adults, health is at risk.
The CDC's advisory vaccine panel is scheduled to meet Thursday to discuss vaccine recommendations. But California, Oregon, and Washington have jointly released their own vaccination recommendations because they no longer trust a politicized CDC. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.